Bag huge savings on your painting projects at Menards. From your kitchen and bath to doors and trim, and even your ceilings, Dutch Boy has the perfect choice for your painting projects. Dutch Boy's DuraFighter is a tough paint and primer that provides great scrub resistance and durability. DuraFighter interior paint starts at $27.75 a gallon. Get an additional 15% savings on all Dutch Boy paints when you put it in the bag. See store for complete details.
Save big money at Menards.
This is Coffee with Tammy.
That I'm going to talk about. Last month or a few months back, a young woman, I'll say young because I mean, I am older than, I don't know what's the correct tense here, because she died suddenly. And this was someone that I knew from when she was, I knew her when she was a teenager. And then time, distance, Anyway, time and distance. We didn't see each other for whatever reason that was. She was a well-known person. So I went online to, you know how that happens when someone you know dies or somebody who's well-known. So I went online to check what was going on here. And it turned out some of the things that I read, some of the interviews that she had done. And there I found that she had wanted kids and she couldn't have kids for a long time. And she went through, you know, so many things. And something she said touched me because I knew exactly what she was talking about. She said in one interview that she was somewhere. There were babies, obviously, because she wanted to carry a baby. The story was all about that. And the mother of the babies or someone said, you know, this is our carrier like this. You know how they tell you when you want to carry a baby. And someone just made the remark, oh, she wouldn't know how to carry a baby because she doesn't have one. I don't know. That I would say was a flippant remark. And I could feel how she must have felt. I mean, even when I was just watching it, even though she was dead already by the time I was listening to this, I felt so bad for her. One of my friends did this to me once. She had a party for, again, she's dead as well. Oh boy. Okay, so she had a birthday party for her daughter. I didn't know about it. I just went visiting that day. And I said, how are you going to have a birthday for my daughter and you didn't tell me about it? And she said, we only invited people with children. I was like, okay. You only invited people with children. And he says, oh, no, I didn't mean it like that. But this is a place where I'm there 2-3 times a week. And then you have a party for one of the kids and all of a sudden. And that thing really, really, really hurt me. It really, really did. And I thought, why are women so insensitive sometimes when we talk up to each other? Why do we do this? Why do we have to be like this? Why? Is it necessary for us to put people down, for us to, you know, to put other women, and it's really women we do it to each other. Do we need to do this to bring ourselves up? Do we need to? Or do we just, I don't get it. Something else as well that happened, why I really felt what this young woman felt. I stopped going to baby showers. And you know, funny thing, it was the husband of this friend of mine that actually helped me get out of it. I would go, not because I stopped going, not because I wasn't happy for the mother to be or anything or whatever, but I stopped going. This was before I had my daughter. I stopped going because of the remarks that people will make without thinking. And when I say people, obviously it's women, because baby showers are all about women. When you say, when, you know, there's I don't know how you guys do baby showers, but then they say, give advice to the mother-to-be and all of that. And I noticed, not in all, but in some, they will pass me, you know? They will pass me. And in most of it, to make matters worse, I was probably the oldest person, you know? I was probably the oldest person, but here I am, not married. Here I am, without a child. And they will pass me. and not ask me for advice. And even sometimes when I was asked, you know, oh, so what advice are you going to give to management? I could hear. Sometimes I could see the smile on the face like, let's just ask her, shall we? You know, what could she possibly know? And it made me feel even worse, you know, because it's like, babebe, you know what I mean? And one day I had gone to one like that, and this, my friend's husband came and they popped in to see me, and I was crying and said, what's going on? And I said, this happened. Then why did you go? I said, well, if I don't go, they're going to think this. And said, let them think whatever it is going to think. Look at you now. You're a wreck. You're in your house. You're crying because of something that they don't even know what happened. They made you feel bad. Well, they did, whether they meant it or they didn't mean it, it doesn't matter. Obviously, they made you feel bad. And I thought, yeah, what's going to happen? If I don't go, what's going to happen? Yes, everybody will be annoyed with me for a while. They'll get it, right? They don't need me there. Do you understand what I'm saying? There's a poem that I found this month. Actually, I'm going to read three poems. And they said something to me, and I want to share them with you. We don't need to. That's really what I want to say. We need to be sensitive to what someone else might be going through. It's not the things that I'm going to call myself out on this. When I was going, I said, no, God, I'm going to call myself out on girls. I'm going to say girls now. We all are. We can be bitchy. You know that we can be bitchy. And it's nasty when it's not you. You're kind of okay, you know, you say it. And some people probably have not been bitchy to other people. I'm so happy for you. I know I have been. And I'm calling myself out on this. I'm going to be more careful with I'm saying stuff. Sometimes it's harmless. Okay, harmless because, the person doesn't know what you're saying anyway. And it's no, I don't think I really hope not. And if I have ever been, please forgive me. I don't think I've ever been to say something that carelessly about something that I know must be, you know, something like this. Like you didn't have a child, or you're not married. The you're not married one for me is just fun. You know, when people just say it, I mean, I have my answers, so I probably wouldn't make fun of somebody who is not married, but I don't know. So if I have been, I'm so sorry. I apologize. This is written by an Indian. I don't know if it's a man or a woman. I'm so sorry. She says, or he says, if you are broken and they left you, do not question whether you are enough. The problem was you were so enough, they were not able to carry it. Rupi Kaur. You were so enough, they were not able to carry it. And I love that. I love that. If someone is, I'm looking for the second one. If someone is, and you know, my freeing myself from that, what do you call it? From not going. Not go. I don't have to go to baby shower. It's okay. If you don't talk to me for a while, we'll get over it, or you'll get over it. Same thing with weddings and certain, well, not everybody's wedding. I'm just saying, certain things I don't do because it's going to make me sad when I get one. You're not going to be there to pick me up. You're not going to be there to wipe the tears from my face. You're not even going to be on the phone, you know? And maybe you've been bitchy about me after I left. Maybe the gift I brought was too small. Maybe I didn't even bring a gift. Whatever the reason, if it's going to make me sad when I get home, then I don't have to do it. I owe a responsibility to myself first, you know, and my happiness matters. Just like you're saying, I am more than enough, and I'm just going to hold on to that. There's a second one. This is for Happy Women's Day. It's the fire in my eyes, the flash of my teeth, the swing in my waist, and the joy in my feet. I am a woman, phenomenally. This is by Maya Angela. Maya Angelou, she's dead now. Why am I talking about so many dead people today? But I just, one of the guys in my church actually sent this for the Women's Day to say Happy Women's Day. And I could just imagine it. And I'm just thinking of myself, not walking, but I'm swaying, you know, I'm walking, which I don't care. Oh boy. Women, we can do this. We don't need to bring anybody else down. To put ourselves up. We don't need to. And I'm going to end with this. It's a song by Destiny. I think it was still Destiny's Child then. And I just liked it. But I like the lyrics. It says, we know it. Obviously, we can't play it now because it will be copyright law. I'm a survivor. I'm a survivor. I'm not going to give up. I'm not going to stop. I'm going to work harder. I'm a survivor. I'm going to make it. I'll survive. I'll keep on surviving. Women, ladies, we are survivors. We are going to make it. We're going to keep on surviving. We're going to walk with a swing in our waist. We're going to flash our teeth. We're going to roll our eyes. We're going to bat our eyelashes. But you know what? We're strong. We're stronger than we think. We're more than enough. And if anybody can take that, just sip your coffee.